mark of the vaccine has arrived. That is a topic we'll discuss today right here on the Christian Worldview radio program, where the mission is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm David Wheaton, the host, and the Christian Worldview is a nonprofit radio ministry. Thank you to our listeners for your encouragement and support, and also our national sponsor, Samaritan Ministries, who provide a biblical solution to healthcare. You can find out more about the Christian Worldview at our website, thechristianworldview.org. Do you remember the talk about vaccine passports, as in one would need to show proof of COVID vaccination to go to work or eat at a restaurant or go to the gym? Well, those vaccine passports have now arrived here in America. In the course of the last week, the dominoes have begun to fall en masse, with businesses, colleges, the federal government, New York City, and other sectors instituting vaccine mandates. Work for a company and don't want to lose your means of income? Well, then you'll need to prove you've been vaccinated. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, they might let you still work for them if you wear a mask, social distance, get tested, and maybe perhaps carve a U on your forehead for unvaccinated to let everyone know how much of a fool you are and how selfish you are because you're, quote, killing people. So this weekend on the Christian Worldview, we're going to discuss the COVID mandates and what a Christian should do who chooses not to get vaccinated. Twyla Brace, president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom, is going to join us for part of the program as well. We've truly entered a new frontier in America, and Christians need to be aware and prepared for what is about to take place. So let's get straight to the interview with Twyla Brace, again, the president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom, one of the foremost organizations in the country that works and advocates for individual freedoms when it comes to healthcare. Twyla, thanks for coming back on the Christian Worldview. I'm just going to read a list of some of the mandates, and this has happened very recently. This is why we wanted to have you on, because this is something we talked about back in May. Matter of fact, the topic of that show was, can you lose your job or ability to buy and sell for refusing the vaccine? Well, here we are just a few months later, and New York City has now just announced that there's going to be mandates for being vaccinated to be able to go places and do things in the city. Hundreds of universities and colleges across the country are mandating the vaccine for students. NBC.com listed all the corporate businesses who are going to be mandating the vaccines. And most of these, again, are very recent. Delta, the airline, announced in May will be requiring all new U.S. hires to be vaccinated against the virus effective May 17th. So they've been doing this for a couple months now. Quote, this is an important move to protect Delta's people and customers, ensuring the airline can safely operate as demand returns and it accelerates the recovery into the future. Facebook is mandating, as our offices reopen, we will be requiring anyone coming to work in any of our U.S. campuses to be vaccinated, said the Vice President Lori Goller. Goldman Sachs, Google, Microsoft, the New York Times, Twitter, I'm just listing them now, Tyson Foods, Walt Disney Company, federal employees, according to AP, will be required to sign forms attesting they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else comply, government's favorite word, comply with new rules on mandatory masking, weekly testing, distancing, and more. Joe Biden, the president, delivered a sharp rebuke to those who have yet to get shots, saying they get sick and fill up our hospitals, taking beds away from those who need them. If, in fact, you are unvaccinated, you present a problem to yourself, to your family, and to those with whom you work. Not only the federal government is going to be mandating them, that was called a soft mandate, where it's, well, you don't actually have to get vaccinated, but if you don't, you're going to have to jump through all these hoops, be tested, distancing, masking. You're going to be wearing the scarlet letter U on your chest that you're unvaccinated. Last thing I'll give an example of, Twyla, is the military, of course, federal agency. As soon as this so-called vaccine is approved by the FDA, it's very, very likely that all people in the military will be required to take this injection. gave you a lot of examples there. This has happened very recently. This is a new story, a new development in this. So what are your thoughts on this happening right now?
It's a terrible thing. And I feel like what we have going on here is not about COVID. This is about a reset between the government and the people. And the government is pushing this, and you can tell that just by the fact that they're going to have this so-called soft mandate for all federal workers, which some people have listed as 2 million people, and I've also seen a 4 million. And the idea here is to make it hard for people to remain unvaccinated and to make it hard for them to buy and sell and everything else. They're trying to make a new normal in this country where when the government says, thou shalt take this medication or thou shalt do X, that the people will be required to do so. And that this right today will set the precedent that they will look back and say, just like in COVID, when we required 100% of the people to be injected with this substance, we will require them likewise for the next thing. So I believe that this is an attempt to set a precedent for the future. It's a reset between the government and the people. And from our perspective, it's incredible that this is happening in our country, which is supposed to be free. This is not speak of freedom. And it's really important for people to resist this reset. And that includes the people who have been vaccinated. Everybody should not like the fact that the government is trying to make sure that everybody in this country takes a substance which has not been proven. Everybody should be very uncomfortable with this movement. And, you know, they can say, well, the government's not doing it. Well, yes, the government's not doing it yet, unlike France, where the government's doing it big time. But the government is pushing it forward and getting the corporations to align with them to do it on their behalf. This is a dangerous time for freedom in our country.
Twyla Brace is our guest today here on the Christian Worldview. She is the president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. She's also a registered nurse. Their website is cchfreedom.org. You can find out about their annual dinner coming up here in the Twin Cities with Dr. Scott Atlas. She'll tell us about that a little later in the interview today. That's on Thursday, September 9th. Now, I mentioned, Twyla, about New York City priding themselves on being the first city in the country to mandate the vaccine. And their mayor, Bill de Blasio, who I would classify as a communist. I don't think that's really a stretch to say that. He probably wouldn't call himself that, but he is about as left as you can possibly be in the political spectrum in the United States. He had a press conference recently, just this past week, I believe it was. And I'm just going to play a portion of it now. I'll play more later in the program. But here's what he had to say in this press conference when he mandated the vaccine in New York City.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass, the Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life. The Key to NYC Pass will be a first-in-the-nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose. This is crucial because we know that this will encourage a lot more vaccination. We've seen it already. We've seen the impact of the mandate we've put in place for city workers already starting to move people to vaccination. We've obviously seen the positive impact of incentive as well. The goal here is to convince everyone that this is the time. If we're going to stop the Delta variant, the time is now. And that means getting vaccinated right now.
Okay, that was Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. And it's really breathtaking to even hear the propaganda and the coercion, the force of government. And, you know, your life will be great if you get this vaccine and you can have the key to NYC pass. You know, Twyla, earlier in the year when you came on the program, you talked about vaccine passports, and that's exactly what this is. You show a card. I'm vaccinated, so therefore you can come in. If you don't have it, you're a second-class citizen. You cannot. What are your thoughts on what's taking place in New York and just even the messaging there?
Well, it is breathtaking. It's unbelievable. It's un-American as it comes. And, you know, he said, this is the time to convince. What he really was saying is this is the time to coerce. He's saying convince, but he means coerce. And all the rest of his state, his words mean coerce. The other thing that shows you how this is not real is the fact that people can still go into grocery stores unvaccinated. You know, if it were this critical, you couldn't go anywhere. And so this shows you very much like when during the height of this pandemic, where they said protests were fine without masks. It's these little things where you can see they're not serious. Mm-hmm. This is all about coercion. Because there's certain things they know they have to let people do or they'll be rioting in the streets. If they said you can't get into a grocery store without a vaccination, well, I mean, you know, it would be rioting in the streets. So this is clearly coercion. It's not convincing and it's not real, because if it were real and the threat were so real, you wouldn't be able to do anything.
Twyla Brace with us today on the Christian Worldview, talking about vaccine mandates that are now here. She's the director and president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. CCHfreedom.org is their website. Need to get connected with this organization, get on their email list, keep you updated on this highly, highly relevant subject in our new world of vaccine mandates and the coronavirus. Okay, you just mentioned something about the vaccine. That's not truly a vaccine. We've talked about this earlier. It's a mRNA gene therapy. It doesn't truly inoculate you. Matter of fact, that's becoming more evident all the time. People who get the vaccine get the virus, get COVID. Matter of fact, two people I just talked to yesterday got the vaccine. Now they have COVID. What a deal. What a great vaccine. Okay, so since the vaccine is not a true vaccine, it doesn't inoculate you from getting COVID. It's not FDA approved yet. It's an experimental use drug. It doesn't keep you from getting COVID, as we discussed, Twyla. It doesn't exempt you now from masking. Many cities and places are now bringing back their masking requirements for vaccinated and unvaccinated people. There are side effects to this so-called vaccine, including deaths. We'll get into your billboard, which is highlighting that. Over 6,000 deaths so far, according to the CDC. 99.9% of people who get COVID survive it. Let that sink in for a second. Early treatment of some of the medications and supplements that we talked about in a previous program earlier with Dr. Peter McCullough here on the Christian Worldview. There's an early treatment guide for it. It works to save your life or to reduce the symptoms of COVID. And then finally, those who've had COVID have long-term immunity. They don't even know how long. It might be forever. So you look at that list of things I just ticked off. How do you explain why this vaccine is being mandated?
And that's why I think that this is not about COVID. I really think this is about the reset that I was talking about. It's really an expansion of government power. They are trying to create a new standard for government power on the basis of public health and safety so that in the future they can require other things. This would not be the last thing. And for all I know, it also means that everybody would be required to have a COVID booster once a year into the future. This movement towards mandating that everybody be vaccinated has just been growing, and it's been growing at the child level, but suddenly here is an opportunity to make it happen at the adult level. And I think that they're just pressing it for all it's worth to try and set a precedent here of the government speaks and the people have to follow.
The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton returns in just a moment.
At Samaritan Ministries, our members are passionate about being part of a Christian community that shares one another's medical needs without the use of insurance. But for Samaritan members Tony and Ginger Malik, that passion to share health with others is a way of life.
Well, it was my wife's dream to come back to the farm. She wanted to be able to do sustainably raised vegetables and teach people where their food comes from.
We want to try to provide the healthiest possible produce for our neighbors and our friends and the people that we are able to touch in their lives. Samaritan Ministries is a perfect fit for us because we feel like we can actually partner with other Christians and other people to help them provide for their medical needs.
We're Tony and Ginger Malik, and we are Samaritan Ministry members.
For more information, visit us at SamaritanMinistries.org/TCW.
David Wheaton here to tell you about a special offer on my boy Ben. Ben was a yellow lab and inseparable companion back when I was competing in the Pro Tennis Tour. I invite you to enter the story in its tapestry of relationships with Ben and my aging parents, with a childhood friend I would eventually marry, and ultimately with God, whose gospel and grace caused all things, even the hard things, to work together for good. Order a signed and personalized copy for yourself or for a friend who loves dogs or someone you know who needs to hear about God's grace and the gospel. My Boy Ben is owned by the Christian Worldview. It is 264 pages, hardcover, and retails for $18.99 plus shipping. For a limited time, we are offering it for a donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233. That's thechristianworldview.org.
Welcome back to The Christian Worldview. Be sure to visit our website, thechristianworldview.org, where you can subscribe to our free weekly email and annual print newsletter, order resources for adults and children, and support the ministry. Now, back to today's program with host David Wheaton.
While I've received this email from a listener this week, I've been listening to your programs on COVID. I am in Minnesota as well. Sorry to email you, but I feel sort of desperate. As you probably know, and I'm not even going to list the following medical facilities, hospitals, because I don't want any sort of connection made to this listener. These places are requiring the vaccine. I work at these places. Won't even give the specifics on what she does. I have been racking my brain for months and months wondering what I will do if forced to have to get the vaccine. I fear I will lose a very good job to this, but I will not be getting it. And so she was asking some advice on what to do. This is a real world example here. Someone who's got a good job. How would you advise that listener whose business, their place of work, where they earn their living? And we can certainly understand the pressure. How would you advise that listener?
So this is very, very, very difficult because it's like the net is tightening. And I have thought that what we're going to be looking at here is resignations, terminations, and litigation. They're going to do it against their best judgment, against their personal belief systems, against even medical ethics. They're going to do this in order to keep their job. This is just patently wrong, right? 99.9% of people survive. And if we had early treatment in this country and it wasn't banned, which is also very un-American, if it wasn't essentially banned in this country, we wouldn't even be talking about this injection because everybody would know, like they do in the country of Zimbabwe, where they get their ivermectin. They just go over the counter, get their ivermectin, have it on hand. And so as soon as they get COVID symptoms, they start taking ivermectin and then they go and see the doctor and see if there's anything else they should do. If that were happening in this country, we wouldn't even be talking about this injection or hearing the stories of the people who have been harmed by the injection. It's really a communist move. It's a Marxist move to force everybody to take an injection. Even if it's approved by the FDA, it's still a communist move. Every medication has harms. Every medication, approved by the FDA or not. And it should take about 5 years for the FDA to even approve this thing. And so anything that happens now, you know, Fauci says it's probably going to be approved, you know, next month or maybe by October or something like this. It won't matter. It's still too quick for it to be approved. It will all be a political move for it to be approved. And then people will say, well, now it's approved. And so now we can really force it on you all. And that will still be wrong. People all over the country are going to be having to make decisions. They're going to be looking for employers who don't mandate vaccination. They may have to take pay cuts. Employers themselves, if they get a substantial amount of their great employees to leave, they might start reconsidering their mandates. And so I think people have to stand strong. They have to make their personal decisions. I understand the desperation. I'm glad I run my own organization and our people. We don't force our people to do any of that. They can go to our website called, our webpage called realrisk.org, more than one risk. So there's an S at the end, realrisk.org. And there, on there, they will find a sheet of paper that gives them their reasons for their right to refuse. And they should take that to their employer and say, this is wrong. These are all the reasons. This could happen to me. What are you going to do if I get one of these adverse events like the people that Senator Ron Johnson had at his press conference that have these adverse events that they might never lose, these disabilities that they might never lose, and they were perfectly healthy before they took the injection? So, you know, you have to ask your employer, what are you going to do? Are you going to do workman comp for me? Are you going to, you know, give me something for the rest of my life to help me pay for the expenses if this happens to me? You just have to stand up, and it's hard for people, and it might not be successful.
There are religious exemptions possibility for that. I've spoken this past week to an organization that defends the constitutional rights of particularly Christians. They mainly focus on religious liberty, but this issue of vaccine mandates is for sure going to be getting into their purview. They talked about, so they're developing legal ways to defend those who want to refuse these vaccine mandates. So stay tuned, hang in there. If you don't want to get it, that's the best advice we can give right now. Seek legal counsel as well too, if you're able.
David, I would add that I think it's a really good idea to wait. Do not rush into it. Do not feel pressured. Now wait. There are deadlines here, you know, like the end of September, the middle of October, whatever the employer says, just keep waiting. Because anything can happen during that time that you're waiting. And everybody who feels like you, tell them, do not go. Let's wait. This might all change if we just wait for those 6 weeks or those 8 weeks that they're giving us. They're giving that to us, but let's not do that, because if they find that we're all not doing it, maybe it could change and maybe they'd extend it, or maybe something will happen and they'll take it away. So do not rush into compliance if you don't want to. Really, you know, stand up against it and, you know, keep waiting and see what will happen.
That's very good advice. Twyla Brace with us today on the Christian Worldview, president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. Highly encourage you to sign up for their email subscription list. Go to cchfreedom.org. You did mention earlier about these mandates for children of the vaccine. I mean, this is just, you know, to go to school, to attend a public school, maybe other private schools. What are your thoughts about this vaccine, the COVID so-called vaccine being required for students to go to school? The converse question is, well, how is it really different than the other vaccines that are required for children to attend school?
So this so-called vaccine does not fit the CDC's own definition of a vaccine. So the CDC says a vaccine provides immunity. That's the definition. Then they have a definition for immunity. And the definition for immunity says that it prevents illness. It prevents the infection. And so Dr. Fauci, when he was talking before the U.S. Senate on July 20th, and he was asked about the breakthrough infections, and he sought to clarify for the senators exactly what this injection is, and he said that the efficacy of the injection is not based on preventing infection. It's based on preventing clinically recognizable disease or otherwise symptoms. The efficacy is not about preventing infection. So all by itself, he has said there very clearly that this is not a vaccine. So if you just think about tetanus, you get a tetanus shot to prevent you from getting lockjaw, right? And so you don't get mild lockjaw because you got this vaccination. You don't get a half lockjaw. You just don't get it. It doesn't happen to you. That is not what this is. But all the rest of them are really prevent polio, prevent diphtheria, prevent measles, all of that stuff. It's preventative. This is not preventative.
Tell us about the response to your don't be bullied billboards that are going up across the country now. And then also just tell us about your Citizens Council for Health Freedom annual dinner event on Thursday, September 9th here in the Twin Cities, how people can find out who would want to attend this event, how they can attend.
Okay, so our Don't Be Bullied billboard is up just outside of Elk River, Minnesota, which is just north of the Twin Cities. And it's up for 2 months. And it says, make an informed choice. And when you ask about what the response has been, well, we did try to get the billboard up and with other billboard companies who just flat out refused. Some of them now we have some people interested around the country in putting up our billboard. So you can see there sort of the politics and the fear and the, you know, everything else that's involved in that when it comes to the billboard. We have certainly been hearing from people and we can tell that we have lots of people going to realrisk.org to look up the information. And I would encourage your viewers to do that because we have the risks, we have links, we have access to early treatment options. We actually even have a special page now, earlytreatmentoptions.org. And we want to help people have a backbone to stand up and say no to this because this is not about COVID. This is about the future of our country being free or not because of this government reset between the people and the government. Now, regarding our event, which is taking place Thursday, September 9th, and it is to support our organization's efforts, into 2022. And we have Dr. Scott Atlas, who was President Trump's COVID-19 advisor. He was the one who often stood up against Dr. Fauci and all Dr. Fauci's claims about everybody having to be masked and vaccinated and the lockdowns and everything. He stood against the lockdowns, talked about how the economy is being destroyed by the lockdowns. So Dr. Scott Atlas will be our keynote speaker. Just go to cchfreedom.org and you can register there.
We are looking forward to coming to that event on September 9th. So thank you for coming on the Christian Worldview today. And always grateful for your insight and just keeping us informed on these situations as they evolve and change for the worse, I might add, in this country. Thank you for helping us discern what's going on. All of God's best and grace to you, Twyla.
Thank you so much, David.
All right. So if you missed any of the interview with Twyla, you can always go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, where all of our past programs are archived. I'd like to play more of that press conference from this past week where Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City announced that the city was going to be instituting these vaccine mandates. In case you didn't hear it, the propaganda, the level of government coercion being used here, just listen to what he said in this particular press conference.
You can see the energy, the activity in the city again, the jobs coming back, the livelihoods coming back, the businesses coming back. You can see it all. And there's a reason. There's one reason and only one reason. Vaccines. Vaccination has made the difference. This is the whole ballgame, everyone. We're now at this point we dreamed of, and now we're going to go farther. We're going to go farther with a smart mix of incentives and mandates, because it's all about vaccination. I've been saying now over the last few weeks, we're going to climb the ladder. We're going to use every tool we've got to fight the Delta variant and to end the COVID era once and for all in this city. That means more and more vaccinations. And we know that strong, clear mandates help. So we started, of course, with a mandate for our frontline health workers, health and hospitals, Department of Health, requiring that they get tested or vaccinated. These kind of actions are making an impact far beyond the boundaries of New York City. We're seeing our state and other states like California following suit. We're seeing the federal government following suit. New York City's starting every time the action. We're setting the pace, and we're going to do that again today with today's announcement.
Well, there could be no more vivid betrayal of what government is at its core than what Bill de Blasio said right there. It's about force. It's about mandates. It's about requirement. It's about compliance. All these words that government uses. And they take pride in it. New York is the first city. We're starting a trend. We're such great people. We're going to kick this virus. We're going to end it. And we're going to do it through these vaccine mandates. De Blasio continues.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass. The key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life.
This is the same way the Mark of the Beast will be sold someday as the key to living a full and healthy life and enjoying all the benefits that the world can offer you. If you just take the Mark of the Beast, you'll be able to buy and sell and go to work and travel and do all these great things. And people will willingly take that mark because people don't want to be isolated. They don't have the discernment to see where this is going. And that's why the Bible talks about a strong delusion that comes over people.
This new policy will be phased in over the coming weeks. So we've been working with the business community, getting input. We're going to do more over the next few weeks. The final details of the policy will be announced and implemented in the week of August 16th.
Okay, there are all the announcements and how it's going to be implemented. But again, it's government. So then comes the force.
And then on September 13th, during that week, we'll begin inspections and enforcement. Not everyone's going to agree with this. I understand that. But for so many people, this is going to be the life-saving act that we're putting a mandate in place. It's going to guarantee a much higher level of vaccination in this city. And that is the key to protecting people and the key to our recovery. That's why it's the key to NYC. The key to NYC Pass opens a lot of doors and we need it. We know that this is what's going to turn the tide. And we also know that people are going to get a really clear message. If you want to participate in our society fully, you got to get vaccinated.
Maybe you're thinking when you hear this that he's got to be joking. This is not a real audio recording of the mayor of the biggest city in America saying these things that get vaccinated or else. But this is the reality right now in America and will be the reality going forward.
You got to get vaccinated. It's time. All the answers, all the information's out there. You've seen over 160 million Americans get vaccinated safely. You've seen it make the difference. The only reason we're having the recovery is vaccination. So it's time. And this is going to send that message clearly. And the key to NYC Pass, this is an easy approach because to confirm vaccination, all you need is your vaccination card or the NYC COVID Safe app or the Excelsior app from the state. Any of those will do. So it's simple. Just show it and you're in. This approach is going to make clear. You want to enjoy everything great in this summer of New York City? Go get vaccinated. It will do for you so many things. It will make your life better. It will make all our lives better.
That, my friends, is what communism sounds like with an American accent. Bill de Blasio mandating vaccines and how much better your life is going to be. He's as religious about vaccination as the most zealous Christian is about following Jesus Christ. That's very clear. So there are two things to think about with this vaccine mandate. First, and I didn't come up with this term, the mark of the vaccine, which is a vaccine card or a vaccine passport, or maybe down the road it's going to be a biometric mark you hold around so you don't have to carry a card around. This mark of the vaccine is a precursor. It's a conditioner or just a stepping stone to what the Bible talks about in Revelation 13, the mark of the beast. How so? Well, just as with the mark of the beast, those who are unvaccinated will not be able to participate in regular life, as Bill de Blasio just said. They won't be able to buy or sell in certain places or go to certain places to work unless they have this vaccine card. They can show the mark of the vaccine to be able to do that.
The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton returns in just a moment.
David Wheaton here, volunteer host of the Christian Worldview radio program. Listeners are often surprised to learn that we as a ministry pay for airtime on the radio station, website, or app on which you hear the program. The primary way this expense is recouped is through listeners like you donating to the ministry or becoming a monthly partner. Our aim is to have each broadcast outlet fully supported by the listeners to that outlet. If you are a regular listener, we would be grateful if you made a donation or became a monthly partner of any amount. To do so, go to thechristianworldview.org and click on Donate. You can also call 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233 or thechristianworldview.org. And be sure to specify on which station, website, or app you listen, as that helps us decide whether to continue on a given outlet. Thank you for your support.
I struggled with my identity all the way through my life. Lived 8 years as Laura Jensen until I found the Lord Jesus Christ.
The issues are unavoidable. They're on the news.
The White House in rainbow colors.
They're in our legislation.
The Texas bathroom bill.
In our schools.
Drag queen story hour.
They're even reaching into our churches.
Let us be the church together.
We're not just talking about issues. We're talking about people.
The proceeding is from In His Image, a 103-minute documentary film that biblically and compassionately addresses the issue of transgenderism. You can order the DVD for a donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview. Call 1-888-646-2233 or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331 or visit thechristianworldview.org. That's 1-888-646-2233 or thechristianworldview.org.
Thanks for joining us on the Christian Worldview. Just a reminder that today's program and past programs are archived at our website, thechristianworldview.org. Short takes are also available, and be sure to share with others. Now, back to today's program with host David Wheaton.
Now, in Revelation 13, you've probably read that passage before. The mark of the beast, when the Antichrist is ruling over the world in the seven-year tribulation period, during the second half of that tribulation, he institutes a mark of the beast so that people in the world can buy and sell. You must follow him and have this mark to do that. And he's aided by this cohort, the false prophet, who's a religious leader. So you have the beast or the Antichrist, who is a political leader of the world, and he has a sidekick called the false prophet, who's a religious leader. This is quite a tandem here. So let me just read Revelation 13, starting in verse 11. This is the Apostle John writing about the vision that Christ gave him for what is going to come for the world in the future. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. This is the false prophet. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. He exercises all the authority of the first beast, the Antichrist, in his presence. And he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men. Verse 14. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. Apparently, the Antichrist had a fatal wound, fake or otherwise, he comes back to life. And because of this great sign, all the peoples of the world are going to worship this Antichrist. Verse 15, and it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast. This is the false prophet now. So that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. There's the persecution for those who don't worship the beast, to those who won't take his mark. Verse 16, and he causes all, this is now the Antichrist, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, verse 18. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666. So that's the literal mark of the beast, which is going to come to pass during the second half of the seven-year tribulation. The vaccine card that people are going to have to now display in New York, and I'm sure it's going to catch on all over the country, is not the mark of the beast. But like we've been talking about, it's a prelude to it. It's conditioning people for it someday. The mark of the vaccine is the test run. It's like the labor pains for the full birth that is to come with the mark of the beast. People will willingly and enthusiastically take the mark of the beast someday. It will be sold and swallowed as a good thing, like one's duty to fellow man to take this mark. And the massive delusion of COVID has shown us that this deeper delusion for the mark of the beast is going to be very easy for this world leader to make people go along with and comply. And as we've seen with this whole COVID situation, he will not only mandate it, but he'll have all the media and social media and the big companies of the world right in his pocket, helping him institute this mark of the beast and control over the world. It's just shocking how quickly our country, where we thought we had individual liberties that were enshrined in our Constitution, can so quickly be taken away. That is exactly what's taking place in our country right now. And that's because those who control our government, all branches of government, whether the executive branch with the Biden administration, the judicial branch with leftist judges, the legislative branch, these are people who hate the Christian-influenced America of our founding and of our history. And they hate the church as well. They have been so deluded by Satan that they are inexorably drawn and driven toward humanism, a godless worldview, towards socialism and communism, towards globalism instead of nationalism. That's where they want to go. And those who want to mandate this vaccine, there can really only be two reasons for it, one of two reasons. They are either incredibly ignorant of what COVID actually is and the minimal danger it poses to most everyone. Or, second possibility is, they want to control everyone to transform the world into their globalist utopia. The latter is much more likely. They are not stupid people. These are educated people. They know, I think, exactly what they are doing. They know that the virus doesn't hold that much of a threat, but they don't want a potential crisis where they can make people fear for their lives to go to waste. It's a perfect thing to get the world to comply into this globalist state. And most people will enthusiastically go along with it because they don't want to be socially isolated. They don't want to be inconvenienced in their life. They want to go out to the restaurant to get a burger and a beer. They don't want to lose their livelihood, and I can certainly understand that, and I sympathize with someone who doesn't want to get the vaccine but feels like they're going to lose their opportunity to earn a living for their family if they don't get it. I sympathize with that. People generally want life to go back to normal, whatever that is, and they believe that getting the vaccine will get them there because that's what Bill de Blasio says over and over and over again in that soundbite. That's what the president's been saying over and over again. You see it on the news every night, in the mainstream media. It's everywhere. Get the vaccine. This is what you have to do. It's like this mass propaganda delusion going on in the world. You'd think people would be able to see through these pathetic incentives. Oh, get $100 or get a free beer if you get vaccinated through this coercion. But that's not the way of the human race. Again, remember, 99.98 or 99% of people survive this virus. I mean, is a vaccination really necessary for that high of a survival rate? There are medications that can be taken that will reduce your chances of severe symptoms of COVID or death. We know about that. We've done a program on that with the early treatment protocol for COVID. And that's a travesty, a criminality in and of itself that this country's medical institutions are not talking about or promoting or making these medications widely available so people can, when they do get COVID, they can get over it. And the so-called vaccine is not a vaccine, as we talked about in the program. It's a gene therapy. It's not even approved by the FDA. There's lots of deaths that have occurred, adverse reactions. People still get the virus even after getting the vaccine. We have an older couple that our family knows, very close to our family. This older couple in their 80s, they got the vaccine several months ago, and we've been talking with them all week. They have a terrible case of COVID right now. They're struggling through it. So now they're scrambling to get these early treatment medications for COVID. And that they got the vaccine. I thought the vaccine was supposed to keep you from getting the virus or at least reduce the symptoms. Well, tell that to our friends. And even crazier, people who have had COVID and now have overcome it and developed antibodies, apparently they last forever or for a very long time. Why would they even need the vaccine? But still, listen to Bill de Blasio and President Biden. Got to get the vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine, you're really the problem in this country. So this vaccine is being mandated for you to buy or sell or be able to earn a living or travel for a virus that hardly kills anyone, a virus that is treatable with existing medications. And this is a vaccine, again, that doesn't even keep you from getting the virus. That's not a vaccine. Doesn't bring inoculation. So that's the first point, that the mark of the vaccine is a precursor or a stepping stone to the mark of the beast. The second thing that is occurring right now is that the unvaccinated are being blamed for the continuation of the virus. And there's going to be a further marginalizing and persecuting of those people. Listen to what the president said just recently.
I'll respond to the COVID question. We follow the science. What's happening now is all the major scientific operations in this country and the 25-person group we put together are looking at all the possibilities of what's happening now. We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated, those who are not vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you are safe. If you are vaccinated, you have over a 98% chance of never catching the virus at all. If you catch it, you're likely to be overwhelming proof so far is you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be sick, you're going to probably have no signs that you had it, and you are not going to die. So it's a simple proposition.
I just feel very sorry for people who consume these kinds of lies directly from the top leader of our country, from the mainstream media all the time, and innocently and willingly go along and believe what these people say, that the vaccine's going to keep you from getting COVID and all the other lies, that we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But that's very intentional that he's saying this. And this is why people who are vaccinated are so angry and so self-righteous toward those who choose not to get vaccinated. Think about it for a second, how irrational this is. If you're vaccinated, why would you be upset with someone who's unvaccinated? There shouldn't be any threat to you because you're vaccinated, correct? I think the government knows that it's going to be conservative Christians and some political conservatives who are going to refuse getting this vaccine, that they're not going to believe the party line here like most people are going to do. And they're glad for that because then they can marginalize and they can persecute those people even more in society and point them and say, look at those people. Those are the people that are keeping us from getting over this. Those are the people that need to be pushed to the margins of society. This all being said, getting this injection, it's not a vaccine, whether you get it or not, is really a matter of your conscience and shouldn't be construed as an obedience to government principle for the Christian. In other words, I don't think Christians should take this as a Romans 13 issue. Government's telling me to get vaccinated, therefore I have to do that. I mean, after all, they're telling you to put something in your body that may be of danger to you. I think that is a category where obedience to government has gone too far. At the same time, though, I don't believe you are sinning by getting the vaccine. I'm not going to criticize you for doing so. If you want to get it, that's up to you. Christians are going to come to different conclusions on this, and we should not demean one another based on whatever decision you make for the vaccine. And you notice how on this program, we don't criticize those who get the vaccine. What we're criticizing is the fact that it's being mandated, it's being coerced using propaganda and lies and unscientific information, misinformation, to get people to be vaccinated. So I'll just give a couple suggestions. If you're on the fence on whether you should get vaccinated and you're feeling a lot of pressure from your family or from work or from elsewhere, don't get the vaccine because of pressure. As Twyla was saying, wait, petition your employer, pray about it to God, seek legal help. Things are changing so rapidly right now that you should be fully convinced in your own mind before you choose to get vaccinated or refuse to get vaccinated. I think it's also important at this time to find a doctor who believes in individual choice, that just doesn't just go along with the party line. One thing that we've seen in this whole fiasco of COVID is that the medical community absolutely cannot be trusted. All that's been discussed for all these months is get vaccinated. Well, what about people who actually get sick from COVID? Don't you think there should be some focus on how they should be treated so they don't die of it or get worse? It's a travesty that existing medications that will help people overcome COVID, ones that we've had personal experience with in our own family, that those medications and that treatment protocol hasn't been broadcast far and wide by government. Instead, it's just get vaccinated and then you'll be safe and then you'll have the passport to New York City. But let's conclude today focusing on the truth of God's word rather than the lies of mankind. I read a passage this week from Psalm chapter 9, which I think sums up so well this war going on between those in authority who defy God and those of us who are trying to follow the Lord in all things. It says in Psalm 9, verse 7, but the Lord abides forever. He has established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the peoples with equity. The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Everyone who has put their faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ on their behalf can have that truth as an anchor for your soul. If you haven't put your faith in Christ, I would encourage you to go to our website and read our page on What Must I Do to Be Saved? Or just give us a call. Because when you come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, you will be forgiven, reconciled to God, and you won't even have to encounter this tribulation period that we talked about today in the Mark of the Beast. So thank you for listening today to the Christian Worldview. We have a new feature. You can get transcripts of the program by going to our website, thechristianworldview.org. And just a reminder, our annual golf event is coming up on Monday, September 20th. If you are local or even outside Minnesota, you are welcome to come to this. Find out more at our website, thechristianworldview.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ and His Word are the same yesterday and today and forever.
The mission of the Christian Worldview is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope today's broadcast encouraged you toward that end. To hear a replay of today's program or to sign up for our free weekly email, or to find out what must I do to be saved, go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. The Christian Worldview is a listener-supported ministry and furnished by the Overcomer Foundation, a nonprofit organization. You can find out more, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, and contact us by visiting thechristianworldview.org, calling toll-free 1-888-646-2233, or writing to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. Thanks for listening to The Christian Worldview. Until next time, think biblically and live accordingly.